Have a little message this morning for you on the need of seeking God. Acts 17, I want to read the first scripture, Acts 17, start verse 24. God that made the world and all things therein, seeing he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things, and hath made of one blood all nations of men, for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the time before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. As certain also of your own poets have said, for we also are also his offspring. For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is likened to gold or silver or stone, graven by heart, art and man's device. In the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men in that he hath raised him from the dead. I want you to think about the need of seeking God. To seek, to search, to feel after, to reach out for him means so much for every one of us to do. He made all nations of men to dwell on the face of the earth. He created every one of us. He gave you your life. He gave you your being. You are today because God made you. God put you here. We're all the handiwork and the creation of an almighty God. He's a wonderful God. He's a mighty God. He's a living God. He's real. He's sweet. He's wonderful. He's every good thing you can think or say. God is that. God is so gracious. He's so patient. He's so kind. He's so gentle. He's so helpful. He is a great God. But he wants you and me to seek after him. He hides himself. God hides himself from the human apprehensions or the human mind. He hides himself because he wants man to show an interest in him and to seek after him. There are many people today whose lives are just taken up with everything else but seeking God. That's so. They're taken up with making money, taken up with pleasure, taken up with TV, taken up with sports, taken up with everything and just so many things. Recreation, exercise, education, business, everything taken up. People are taken up and they don't take time to seek God. That's a great mistake people make. Many are making that sad mistake, living their mortal days and not giving God a chance. May the Lord help us today. He said here, he created the world and all things that are therein. He did all this that men should seek the Lord. You should be seeking God today. Many people just get religious. They think to find God is just start going to church. It's more than that, much more than that. To find God, you've got to reach out for him and feel after him with every fiber of your being. You've got to mean it with all your heart. Lord, help us today. We're on the brink of eternity. Our mortal days are swiftly passing away. And we need to be putting in our time. Especially, I want to encourage young people to seek God in your youth. To really put forth an effort to know God. To understand what He is and who He is and what He has for you. It takes much earnest seeking. When I sought the Lord as a young boy, I meant business. I sought Him everywhere I was. When I was driving down the road in my car, when I was plowing on a tractor working for my uncle, wherever I was calling on His name. I wanted Him. I sought Him. I would pray. I would cry. I would weep. I would call upon Him to the top of my voice. Lord, help me. I want to know. I want to do Your will. And I want to tell you, dear ones, I found Him. You don't find Him unless you seek for Him. You don't find Him by just sliding along from day to day and going your own way. God hides Himself from you. Dear ones, today every one of us have a responsibility to seek God. You've got to seek Him for yourself. You can't expect somebody else to come along and put you in there. He won't do it. You've got to seek Him. Seek Him with all your heart. May the Lord help us today. Oh, He says here that men should seek the Lord, if happily they might feel after Him. Seek Him, search, earnestly desire, pray, weep, call upon Him. Take time, let your food go, let your work go, let everything go, and be seeking God. Lord, help me today. Please save my soul. Change my life. Take away this awful sin in my life. This pride, this anger, this wickedness. This is an awful, terrible thing. Dear ones, we need to be seeking God with every fiber of our being. Every moment of the day, we need to be calling upon Him. Lord, help me. Save me. Change me. Help me. Deliver me. Reveal Yourself to me. God will do that. And I want to tell you, dear ones, when God reveals Himself to you, nobody will have to tell you that you are saved. You won't have to be told, dear ones. It'll be real to you. Amen. Seek the Lord and feel after Him and find Him, though He be not far from every one of us. He's not far from you. He's closer to you than I am. Yes, He's everywhere in you. In Him you live and move and have your being. You are alive. You are conscious. You have thoughts. You move. You act. You think. You ponder. You meditate. You make decisions because of Him. Amen. He gives you your life. You are alive today. And many of us have been living many years. You've lived many years. God gave you every moment of your life. Watches over you while you're asleep. Guards and keeps you. He's helped you. Everything you have, He has given it to you. Every dollar, every penny, every place, everything you ever own, He lets you have it. And you ought to be seeking after Him. You ought to be putting in time. You ought to be earnestly effort seeking God at every opportunity with all your being and all your heart, soul, and mind. Seeking, Lord, show Yourself to me. Help me to know what is Your will for my life. Oh, dear ones, there's such a spirit in the world today of frivolity, of carelessness, of indifference, of pride, of vanity, of hatred and greed, of lust, of all kinds of spirits and ways that people are in and they keep them from seeking God. They're so busy from morning till night. There's so much pleasure. There's so much recreation. There's so many enjoyable things that people are just indulging in. And they're not taking time to pray and call upon the Lord. Don't put forth an effort. Have a meeting. Very few people come. People that we're burdened for want to see them come and get interested in the things of God. They don't want to come and listen to some preacher get up and preach. And the Word of God is the thing that will guide you to Him. Lord, help us today. Are you seeking Him? Did you know God cannot and He will not reveal Himself to a person that's not seeking Him?
He'll just let you go. If you're too busy with your business, you're too busy having fun making money, if you're too busy with your own interests, He'll let you go. I know what I'm talking about. But you get to thinking, get serious. Thinking about your soul, thinking about eternity, thinking about heaven and hell and what the cost is and what the potential is that you have. And if you get to thinking about your precious soul and you need God and you start praying and calling upon Him wherever you are, dear ones, and with all your heart, you'll find God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, I want to encourage you to seek God this morning. Seek Him. Don't wait for Him to come and nab you and get a hold of you. You've got to get a hold of Him. You've got to reach out to Him. Oh, dear ones, today people are so busy, so taken up. Got such haughty attitudes, pride. The wicked, one scripture says over in the Psalm, the wicked through the pride of his countenance will not seek after God. Oh, pride, I wish everyone could have been in the Sunday school lesson we had this morning, dear ones. It was so overwhelming about pride and humility. It is something you need to take heed to. Pride will keep you from seeking God. May the Lord help us today. Seek the Lord with all your heart. In Jeremiah 29, we want to notice some more. We just want to bring you this little message this morning. Our hearts are heavy. There are people that I'm afraid have gone into darkness. They've had a chance to seek the Lord. But let's pray God to have mercy and give you another chance. But if you go to seeking Him, if you go to seeking Him, really reach it out after Him, you can find Him this morning. You can leave this chapel with a knowledge that you're clear with heaven. That you're right with God, you're born again, and you're living for the Lord. You can leave this chapel and know you won't have any doubt if you'll humble yourself and seek Him. In Jeremiah 29 and 11, it says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." You know, dear one, God don't want to send you to a lost world. He don't want you to be lost. He don't want you to go down into eternal night and never have any hope and be in despair forever and ever. He don't want to do that to you. But He's going to have to if you don't get out of business and start seeking Him. If you live your life in pride and rebellion and hatred and greed, He's going to have to send you to a lost world. He don't want to have that up in His holy heaven. He said, "I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil." He wants every one of us to be saved. Boys and girls, men and women, everybody wants you to be saved. But you're going to have to seek Him. You're going to have to get out of business and start seeking Him. He said, "Then shall you call upon me. You shall go and pray unto me, and I'll hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart." Oh, dear ones, it means much to seek the Lord with all your heart. Put everything into it. Pour out your heart, "Lord, have mercy upon me." Put some tears. I mean, you know, dear ones, tears is something you don't see. We'd like to. People need sometimes to get a little embarrassed to tears. A little bit of shame. That's not the tears I'm talking about. Tears of repentance. Tears of sorrow, godly sorrow. Tears of humility, "Lord, I'm lost, I'm done, I'm headed for hell, I'm a wicked sinner, I'm the wickedest man in the world. Lord, would you save me and have mercy upon me? Oh God, reveal yourself to me, dear one." This is what we've got to do. Everyone that ever was really saved didn't get it by accident. They got it through seeking. You have to seek the Lord. Oh, may the Lord help us. I remember Brother Murphy Allen 39 years ago in this meeting. He preached on this very subject. I thought about it as the Lord gave us this. On a Sunday night, on the first Sunday night of the meeting,
And he told about when he got saved years ago, Brother Murphy Allen. And he said, when I sought the Lord, I've heard on tape so many times I can just about recite it. He said, when I sought the Lord, I meant business. He said, I went and meant business. He says, it was in a tent meeting. He said, when I went down to that altar, he said, I lost track of everybody. I forgot about everybody was there. I didn't think about it. He said, the thing I had on my mind, I was heavenward, and I wanted help and deliverance and a relief from the burden of my soul. And he said, I went down before the Lord. He said, I wept before the Lord. I repented before the Lord. I poured out my heart before the Lord. And he said, the Lord had mercy. And he said, he rolled my burden away, and nobody had to tell me it was gone.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. He said, when I got up from that altar, he said, I knew I was a born-again man. Praise God, dear ones. I want to tell you, there's a real experience for every one of us. If we'll seek him earnestly, get out in repentance and in submission to God, and weeping and crying and calling upon the Lord, I want to tell you, dear ones, God will save your soul. And you won't have to wait that you're saved. He said, no one had to tell me I was saved. He said, I do it. He said, I got up. He said, when I went back home, he said, everything was different. He said, when I went up that hill road to my house, he said, all the trees and everything looked different. But he said, it's the same old place, but the change was down in here. Oh, glory be to God. Dear one, there's a real experience for you, but you don't get it by just sliding along. You got to get out of the business. You got to seek the Lord with all your heart. You got to pray and cry and call upon him. Lord, it's me. I'm the one that's standing in need of prayer. I'm the worst wicked person in the world. I need help. We need to seek the Lord. Oh, seek him with all your heart, dear ones. The Lord will reveal himself to you. In Hosea 10 and 12. Oh, glory be to God. I thank the Lord that when you seek him with all your heart, you can find him. He's near. He's right here. But your mortal apprehensions, if you can understand what I'm trying to say, yourself, your flesh, your natural self, there's something about that that God hides from. That's right. He hides from that. That's why that God is not out in the open in a visible way that just anybody can see him. He is the invisible God. And he is that way on a purpose. Now you can look around and you see evidences of God everywhere. You can see evidences of God in the sun coming up in the east of the morning. And then going over the circuit through the day. You can see evidence of God in the birds and in the flowers and the beautiful things of nature. The stars at night and the moon and all the beautiful things that we see. You can see evidences of God in a little baby. You can see evidence of God in people. I mean, if God is everywhere, you can see him, but he himself is hiding until you get interested enough to start seeking him. And humble your heart and pray and confessing and getting down to business. You can find him. He has a way of making himself so real to you.
Amen.
It'll be wonderful. You won't be able, it'll be unspeakable joy. You'll just be so happy. You won't hardly know what to do with yourself. It makes this old world look sick. All the pleasure and all the everything that goes on in the world is sick and comparing to what the Lord can mean to your heart. God, help you today. Help us all. Seek the Lord with all your heart. Hosea 10 and 12. It is time to seek the Lord. Sow to yourselves in righteousness. Reap in mercy. Now you farmers know that if you're going to expect to reap a harvest of wheat,
You've got to sow wheat, don't you? You've got to plant wheat in your field. You don't expect to sow wheat if you just let the cuckleburrs take over. You got to work at it. You have a garden. You've got to sow things in that garden. Work at that garden. You know that. If you don't, you ought to. You don't have a garden by just living it idle. Cuckleburrs and the sandburrs and the goat heads and the crabgrass and whatever else, it'll take over. You don't have to sow that. You don't have to plant those things. They'll just come. That's the same way in your life. You don't have to sow pride and strife and lust and greed and anger and wrath and all those things. You don't have to plant those. Those things just come. They're through the flesh. But if you want to have something worthwhile, you want to have some good old green beans or lima beans or corn or something that's worthwhile, you've got to get out there and work the ground and and hoe and shovel and cultivate and plant and you've got to really work to have a garden. It's the same way with God. If you want God to be real to you, you've got to seek after Him. You've got to work on your heart. You've got to humble yourself down and break up the fallow ground of your heart. It says here, sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy. Break up the fallow ground. Break up your heart. Too much pride, too much crusted pride, too much self, too much stubbornness, too much rebellion. Oh, Lord, help us today. Just pray the Lord to send the sweet, soft influence of the Holy Spirit upon every heart and just melt you like an iceberg. Just melt you down and help you to realize that I need God more than anything else in my life. Before another sun sets, before I eat another morsel of food, I will not stop until I know that I'm right with God. One person said, I made a deal with God. You don't make deals with God. You don't make deals with God. He's the one that makes the deal. You come up to His terms. Your deal's no good. Your deal won't work. But you come to the Lord and you pray and you humble yourself and you weep. But you may wear out. You may come to a place you don't know what to say. But don't give up. Keep seeking. Keep seeking. We have the story of Sammy Morris. This is a precious story. Young African boy that God gleaned out of the awful wilds of Africa. Brought him as a miracle. You ought to read the book. It's a wonderful book. Brought him in a miraculous way through the jungle of Africa to the Christian settlement, where he was baptized and given his heart to the Lord. But it seemed like he said that there were things that from his past that kept haunting him and giving him problems. The old nature was working on him. And he struggled with it until finally he realized that he needed something special from God to deliver him from that. He didn't know what to call it. What he was needing was the power of the Spirit of God to come in him. But he didn't know what to call that. And so all he knew was he needed God to help him. And that boy, just a young black boy. Oh, it's so wonderful. I remember reading about this when I was a boy. It just seemed like it just warmed my heart. And he said he started seeking. Every day he sought and prayed and fasted. Laid aside his food. I tell you, too much eating going on. People are eating themselves to the grave. Did you know that? Digging a grave with your fork and your spoon. You can see it with lopsided bodies and extra baggage and overhangs. You can see it everywhere. People are eating too much. Don't need to eat all that food. Lay it aside. Start seeking God. I want to tell you, it's worth it. It is worth it. This young man, he began to fast and pray. He would not give up
He prayed and prayed and prayed. He sought God everywhere. I think it was the others wondered what was wrong with him, but he knew that he was needing help from God, and he would not give up. And he kept seeking. Now this was just an ignorant boy from the wilds of Africa. Now if he can do that, anybody can do it. See? And so he kept praying and seeking. And one night he went out in the woods while everybody else was asleep. He went out in the woods and he prayed and he cried and he wept. He said, "Oh God, I need deliverance. I need help. I don't know what it is, but oh God," he just wept and he cried. He prayed until he prayed all out. He didn't know what else to say. He came back to the dorm where the others were that was sleeping. He knew he had to be quiet. He knew he had to be quiet because the others. So he said he laid there. He said, "I was silent, but," he said, "my heart was still praying, still seeking." And then all of a sudden, it happened. The whole place lit up. The glory of God filled his soul. All that awful trouble swept away. His soul was filled with inexpressible joy. He leaped out of bed. He started praising and shouting. No more sleep for nobody. Oh, he was carried away. He was so happy and delivered. God revealed himself to him. He filled him with the spirit and power of God. He called it his adoption. That's what he called it. Oh, may the Lord help us today. You know, dear ones, I want to say this with all my heart. There is something that many of us people are missing out on today. The joy, the victory, the closeness with God, simply because you're not putting in for it and seeking in life. You're not taking time. I don't say this scornfully or throwing it off on you. I'm just telling you the truth. It's the truth. I'd like to see some of you folks, and I know some of you personally, I'd like to see you humble yourself down and start crying and praying and really repenting and really confessing your personal need, opening up, throw off the profession, throw off the self-righteousness, and get out of the business and pray and confess that you are lost and undone, you're a guilty sinner, and you need God's saving grace, and pray and pray until God's glory comes into your soul. That's what I'd like to see in a lot of people. But now, I can't make you do it. I'm just entreating you this morning. The little bit of time I have here. It is time, he says here, to seek the Lord. But he doesn't stop there, does he? Till he come and rain righteousness upon you. Seek him until he comes and he just pours out righteousness upon your soul. Till he works a work in your heart that you can know that you are right with God and you can live a Christian life. May the Lord help us today. It is time today, December 24th, 1995, it is time for you to seek the Lord. Little children can find God if you'll seek him. Yeah, you don't have to be grown up to find God. You can just seek the Lord. I've heard about children and young people that just sought the Lord and just prayed and agonized and wept and called on the Lord. And the Lord saved them and made himself so real to them. I just thank the Lord for everyone. I was just thinking about one of my daughters, one or two of my daughters are both saved. But especially the younger one, I remember when she sought the Lord so earnestly as just a young girl. Just in her early teens. And, oh, the Lord blessed her so much. My other daughter, too, she sought the Lord. Dear ones, today, I want to encourage you to seek God. Seek him. Reach out for him. Feel after him. How do you find him? You have to just seek Him. I don't have a recipe or a map or anything like to show you, but you just got to want it so bad. You just got to want the Lord so bad, and you got to want Him hungry and thirsty so bad. You're just willing, Lord, here I am. I want You. Please save me. Please help me. And don't give up. Don't give up. Some people, they seek and pray a while, then they kind of lose interest and get back in the old groove again. Back in the old rut again. I've known of people in my life. I knew a family years ago here at Guthrie that they had a loss of a loved one. And they started coming to meeting and they got stirred up. And everything. And after a while, they slipped back into their old groove again. That's so easy to do. And be bereft and empty. But oh, dear ones, there's a fullness. There's a blessing. There's a reality that can be yours. If you will seek the Lord with all your heart, I mean with everything within you, if you will seek Him earnestly with all your heart, dear ones, the Lord will reveal Himself to you. He'll fill you with gladness, your knowledge of His presence. It will be no mistake. Oh, praise God. We have lots of people in history, and thank God for them, who sought the Lord with all their heart and found Him. And it changed their lives from selfishness and irritableness and greed and ungodliness, changed it to meekness and lowliness and happiness. In Psalms 27, just a little scripture. Oh, thank God for His loving kindness and tender mercies. In 7 and 8 of 27. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When Thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto Thee, Thy face, Lord, will I seek. Oh, when the Lord says, you seek the Lord. When the minister says, it's time to seek the Lord. Every one of us should say, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to seek Him. I'm going to seek Him until I find Him. It may take several days. It may take, I tell you, I knew of one man that sought for months. He just somehow he couldn't seem to get a hold of it. But he didn't give up. He kept on seeking. He kept on praying. And one day he was riding on top of a hay wagon. Big hay wagon. And he had been seeking the Lord. His brother had gotten saved. And he kept going around saying, this thing's real. This thing's real. Well, he said, I knew it was real, but he said he couldn't find it. He was keeping after it, though he wouldn't give up. And so he just a praying everywhere. He's a fasting and spend nights in prayer and everything he knew to do to find God. But it just seemed like he couldn't seem to get a hold of it. And so, one day he says he's going along on top of a big old hay rack, wagon of hay. He's riding along there with a team of horses. And he said he is a praying. Oh, he's just seeking the Lord with all of his heart. Right on top of that old hay wagon going down the road. It's God. It's wonderful. And you know, he finally just come to the place. He said, Lord, I don't know what to do. He said, I've fasted, spent nights in prayer. I've prayed. He said, Lord, I've done everything. And he stopped right there. And something said to him, there's one thing you haven't done yet. Well, what is that? And he said, the Lord said to him, you have not believed. And oh, he says the whole thing opened up to him and the glory of God filled his soul. He said that hay rack wagon was too high for me. Down off the hay rack he went down underneath and started pouring out his heart to God and thanking the Lord for saving him. Dear ones, he had a desire. We have a man in the Bible. We have a man in the Bible that went to Jerusalem to worship, clear from Ethiopia. And he didn't have a big fine Cadillac or a jet airplane either. He's riding along in a chariot.
That's right.
You know it wasn't very comfortable riding in an old chariot. Come up there to Jerusalem. All long journey to Jerusalem. Come up there, worship God, went through the whatever it was, the Passover, whatever it is, having come up there to Jerusalem to worship. And see, Mike, he didn't seem to find what he was wanting. And he's going back, coming on the way back home. He's sitting in there in that chariot. He had the book of Isaiah. He's a studying. You know, that's another thing people need to do is open their heart to God's word. And he's going along there. Well, the Lord knew that man was seeking him. Did you know the Lord knows you? When you're seeking after him, he knows. He's got you spotted back there. If you're seeking him, he's got you spotted. And the Lord had this man spotted, and he called Philip, wasn't it? And told Philip, he says, I want you to go down to Gaza, to the desert. Philip's up there in a wonderful meeting in Samaria. Yes. Well, let it go, folks. Where are you going, Brother Philip? I'm going down into the desert. What are you going down there for? Well, the Lord said to go down. So I got to do what he says. He didn't know what he's going to find. He went down there. He's on this road down there. And you know, here come this chariot along. The Lord said to him, says, you go join yourself to that chariot. And he went over there, and I can see him run along beside that chariot. And he's listening to that man. He's reading Isaiah the prophet. Yes. He says, he's led as a sheep to the slaughter. And as a lamb before her shears is dumb, he opened not his mouth. Hey, do you understand what you're reading? And the man says, well, how can I? He says, somebody help me. Will you come up in this chariot and ride along with me and help me out? He wasn't afraid. Didn't have any racism or prejudice. That's right. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory. I tell you, when you get God in your soul, the face, the color of the face don't mean a thing. And you know, he got up in there, and he showed them that scripture. He said, now, who's this scripture talking about? Is he talking about himself or somebody else? And good old Brother Philip, oh, he's ready for it. Glory! He just started in telling them about Jesus. How he was that lamb to the slaughter, that sheep before shearers, how he opened not his mouth, how his life was cut off, how he was crucified and killed, how he rose up again from the dead, how he's back at the right hand and God in power is coming again. Oh, don't you know that was a mighty message? Would you like to heard that? And you know, after he told him he needs to get saved, and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and be baptized, and after a while they come along with some water. Nice little pool of water over there. And you know, this dear old brother, he says, here's some water. What did it hinder me to be baptized right now? I'll tell you, dear ones, when you really get that heart right, you won't have to be bothered about going down in the old muddy pool or wherever it might be. I want to get baptized. Can I get baptized right now? And Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, you may. He says, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Oh, stop this chariot. Out of the chariot they went down in the water. Oh, glory. Wouldn't you like to have been there for that baptism? And you know, you come up out of the water and the Spirit of the Lord just caught Philip away. Ethiopian didn't see him no more. Well, praise God. He went on his way rejoicing. Dear ones, you can have a rejoicing life. Seek the Lord. That's what I'm trying to say. This man was seeking the Lord. Another man was praying every day. He was a Roman centurion. He was a man that had a captain of an army. He's a captain of an army of 100 soldiers. But he was seeking God. Praying every day. Fasting. Seeking the Lord. Lord, what do you want me to do? I need you, Lord. I need your help. Please guide me. And I think it was way up in the day, maybe 1 or 2 o'clock, I can't remember just exactly. He was on his knees in prayer, seeking God. And you know the story, most of you. All of a sudden, an angel appeared to him. I tell you, dear ones, he's talking about angels. If you do seeking God, you don't know. The Lord might send an angel to guide you somewhere. Anyway, you know how it was. An angel told him. He said, your prayers, your alms, have come up as a memorial before God. He said, I want you to send down there to Joppa. And I want you to get one called Simon. He lives with a man named Simon, a tanner by the seaside. You get him and bring him and he'll tell you what to do. And so he commissioned some men to go to Joppa. And about the time those men was approaching the city, this Simon Peter, about noontime, time for dinner, he decided to go up on the mountain, up on the housetop to pray. So he went up there, and while he's waiting for them to have dinner, and he's getting awful hungry. And, you know, he had a vision. And he had a vision of all these animals let down in a sheet. And a voice says, rise, Peter, kill and eat. Oh, he says, Lord, I don't eat anything that's common and unclean. He said, what God has cleansed, don't call uncommon. And it happened 2 or 3 times. And about that time, knocking at the door down below, the Spirit of the Lord said, there's 3 men down there seeking for you. You go with them. Anyway, the end of the story was, Peter went and he came in, and this man Cornelius bowed down. Peter said, don't bow to me. He said, I'm just a man. And he said, well, he said, I've been praying and I've been seeking. The Lord showed me to send for you. Now we're all here, a whole big bunch of people, and we want to hear what you have to say. Peter started preaching, and you know what happened? The Spirit of God fell on that group. Just filled them. They were seeking, don't you see? They were seeking. Are you seeking today? Are you seeking the Lord? Have you been praying in the hen house, in the barn? Have you been praying everywhere you are? Have you been seeking the Lord up to this time? If you haven't, you need to start. Sister Coita's dad, years ago, I heard about him. He was prayed in the hen house, prayed in the barn, prayed everywhere. The children heard him pray. He's really seeking God. He's really trying to get a hold of God. And finally, he prayed through to victory, and God blessed him, and he just kept on praying. Well, the children said, Brother Murphy Allen told us about that in that message I was telling you. And he said, the children said, Daddy was praying the other day to get saved. Now what's he praying for now? Well, they said the other day he's praying to keep saved, and now he's praying to get saved. Now he's praying to keep saved. You've got to keep seeking the Lord every day of your life. Did you know I seek the Lord every day I live? I seek Him. I get after Him. I go calling on Him. Way in the night. Get up. The Lord just has me awake way in the night, just almost every night. I get up out of my bed and I go in and I get all down on my knees and I start seeking the Lord. Oh, He comes and He's so real and so precious. Dear ones, today, are you seeking Him? How much are you seeking Him? Are you really seeking Him with all your heart? I want to encourage you to do that. Now, nobody's going to make you do it. Nobody's going to force you to do it. Or penalize you if you don't. You must do it in the act of your own will. Living for the flesh and the world and just the material side of life. What are you going to have when you come to the end? Oh, you say, well, there's nothing after this. Oh, you got a big surprise coming. Listen, eternity. We're on the brink of eternity. We need to be seeking God. Seek God. Not only here, but everywhere. Get down on your knees and pray. That's why we have this altar out here. That's why we sing these songs. So that you can have an opportunity if you want to come and pray. And don't come and expect somebody else to pray you through. Get out here and start crying and calling upon the Lord with all your heart. You'll find Him if you seek for Him with all your heart.
God bless you.